Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4 Imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 152, Personalize with Marketing Automation. This episode is presented by 4 Imprint Incorporated customer service representative, Brandon Manthe. Personalize with marketing automation. Most marketers would be in seventh heaven if they were able to automatically identify exactly who their potential customers were on a first-name basis, what they were looking to buy, and precisely what messages they needed to hear before buying. This may sound like pure fantasy. However, marketing automation promises to bring one-to-one predictive marketing a little closer to reality by personalizing marketing communications based on buyer behavior. But before we get into this marketing automation promise, there is much confusion to clear up, a lot of which comes from the name. Marketing automation doesn't just imply the sole use of automated marketing channels. Rather, it is about developing content for each stage of the sales funnel and using segmentation and scoring to help ensure prospects see the right content at the right time. Before we clarify the definition of marketing automation for this podcast, let's define what it is not. First, email marketing alone is not marketing automation. Email does play a critical role, however. Marketing automation software offers much more in terms of segmenting and scoring leads, tracking behavior, and presenting customized experiences. Second, customer relationship management software is not marketing automation either. Marketing automation starts much earlier in the lead generation process and plays an important role in handing over qualified leads to customer relationship management, or CRM, systems. Finally, marketing automation is not cold, impersonal, or spam. While some argue automation is a slippery slope toward privacy infringement and customer detachment, in reality, it enables greater personalization at the moment of customer need. At its core, marketing automation is about customer relationships and the psychology of human behavior. With the rise of technology and the spread of customer relationships across multiple marketing channels, the need to provide a software-based solution that maintains a personalized experience with each customer becomes paramount. And that, along with some incredible results, is why it is one of the hottest topics among marketers today. Let's dig further into marketing automation to help demystify it and sort out the confusion. In this podcast, we'll discuss how it differs from other types of marketing, explore why it's the it girl right now, examine how the technology works, help companies determine if it's right for them, and issue a few warnings. Let's get to it. Marketing automation explained. According to a leading marketing automation vendor, HubSpot, automation combines software and tactics that allow companies to buy and sell like Amazon, that is, to nurture prospects with highly personalized, useful content that helps convert prospects to customers and turn customers into delighted customers. In a nutshell, marketing automation is a class of software that is customer-focused rather than company-centric, content-driven, not sales cycle-focused, and customizable, providing people with helpful content and support at the right time in the right place. Marketing automation tracks people as they move through marketing channels like email, social media, and website landing pages, for example. It nurtures these leads with targeted content until they are ready to talk to a sales team or purchase. Here's why this is important. Forrester Research says companies that excel at lead nurturing generate 50% more sales-ready leads at a 33% lower cost per lead. And Annuitas says nurtured leads make 47% larger purchases than non-nurtured leads. Plus, a quarter of all companies that adopt marketing automation experience a revenue increase of between 30 and 49%. These are some impressive numbers. Marketing automation is unique. What really separates it from a lot of other software is its use of scoring prospects based on their actions within marketing channels, such as downloading white papers or signing up for newsletters. This score triggers actions, such as the delivery of a series of marketing emails or the display of customized website landing pages. The sales team at McAfee, for example, used marketing automation's unique approach to scoring leads to help it create content for people in different stages of the buying process. This scoring ensured people got the information that they were looking for when they needed it. The new automated system reduced the number of leads passed on to sales by 35%, but improved the lead quality, leading to a fourfold increase in conversions. As previously mentioned, marketing automation is much more than a fancy term for email marketing. Marketing automation systems track all online interactions between a company and its prospects and can take informed actions based on those behaviors. Email marketing, on the other hand, focuses on interactions related to email campaigns. Some advanced email programs do use basic intelligence gathered by past sends or engagement. However, generally speaking, marketing automation offers many more features. There are other tools in the market that automate business functions that may also lead to companies asking, why do I need both? Take customer relationship management software, for example. Oftentimes, sales professionals are too busy to keep track of each and every customer interaction. This is where a CRM can be a lifesaver. Professionals can log client contact details, save notes on conversations, link emails, and schedule meetings. Plus, they can track leads and opportunities and see how much money is potentially tied to the deals they are prospecting, qualifying, and closing. This may sound like marketing automation, and although some CRM platforms provide marketing automation workflows, they are not the same. So why all the buzz? Before we go deeper into the mechanics of marketing automation, we'll discuss why it's such a trending topic. Marketing automation began to build steam in the mid-2000s, powered by three trends: changing buyer behaviors, the 2008-2009 recession and its effect on how companies viewed revenue generation and measurement, and the emergence of software as a service as a business model. First, we'll discuss changing buyer behaviors. The emergence of the web and social media have given much more power to the buyer and in many ways have turned the sales cycle on its head. Now, rather than looking to sales reps for advice, buyers are doing initial research on the web and are seeking recommendations via social media long before contacting a company directly. Marketing has responded to this new reality by playing a larger role in nurturing relationships with early-stage prospects until they are ready to directly engage with the business. This means that marketers need to know what information prospects are looking for, and they have to manage large numbers of relevant, personalized conversations at the same time. This has led many companies to explore marketing automation. To give you an idea of the scale of communications involved in this new marketing environment, let's look at Algonquin College in Ottawa, which is more than 19,000 full-time and 36,000 continuing education students. Before looking to marketing automation, Algonquin simply sent out batch emails to potential students with no idea how these communications were being received. The college liked marketing automation's insights into how potential students progressed through its website, interacted with landing pages, and responded to marketing campaigns. This helped the college develop an understanding of what was required to move prospective students from consideration to buying. It could see what content was working. Using this customer insight, the college improved lead generation by 28% and increased sales by 18%, all while lowering marketing costs. Next, we'll discuss the emergence of software as a service. The emergence of software as a service as a business model has helped propel marketing automation to where it is today. Software as a service is a method of delivering on-demand applications over the internet. There's no need to install or maintain anything. Rather, the provider manages access, security, updates, and performance. Simply access the service online when and where you need it. The emergence of this model meant using software was no longer a big capital spending project that involves the IT department. Now it is possible for marketers to use their operating budgets to pay for monthly or annual subscriptions. Marketers are responsible for buying and managing their technology, and they are adopting marketing automation. And finally, we'll discuss the third big driver of marketing automation, the recent recession. As a result, budgets shrunk, and marketers became more conscious of what they were spending and how well their campaigns were performing, which really shed light on the value of marketing automation. The recession also led companies to explore the idea of automating and streamlining sales and marketing processes. According to Frost and Sullivan, sales and marketing are rarely in sync, and salespeople spend valuable time sorting through leads provided by marketers to determine which provide the best opportunities. Marketing automation tries to break down this wall by putting more effort on scoring and nurturing leads before handing them over to sales. Thomson Reuters used marketing automation to overcome this tension between sales and marketing, which helped them drive up revenue from marketing leads by 175%. There were a lot of leads coming from the company's old email marketing, but they were not always of the highest quality. And the sales team spent a lot of time sorting through them. Implementing marketing automation improved how Thomson Reuters segmented and scored leads and helped the creation of customer profiles or marketing personas. This streamlined process produced good results. Leads went up 23%, conversion time dropped 72%, and, as previously stated, revenue from marketing leads increased 175%. How do you know if marketing automation is right for your company? Now that we know the value of marketing automation can bring, we can explore if it is right for your company. Is there a need for a full-blown marketing automation solution? Or would another software solution, such as an email marketing platform, better suit your needs? Marketo, a leading marketing automation vendor, has a checklist on its website that helps companies determine if marketing automation is right for them. It also has a marketing automation ROI calculator that can help a company determine the merits of a marketing automation program. Beyond that, there are a lot of options out there, and you may want to consider marketing automation if your company sends out email blasts rather than having a conversation with prospects. Waste time analyzing data manually, building lists, and setting calendar reminders to send out personalized marketing messages to customers. Works with email marketing lists without an understanding as to what is going on with prospects on other channels. Fails to segment and target prospects. Does not provide prospects with personalized content based on their actions, such as filling out a form or visiting a web page. Has trouble identifying whether email is moving prospects through the sales pipeline or driving revenue. Has a sales team that has trouble distinguishing good leads from bad. Has a long, complicated sales cycle that involves a lot of contact with prospects, especially as they near a decision. Uses a CRM system that doesn't automate some tasks, such as a detailed segmentation. Seeks detailed ROI information, such as details about which campaigns have the greatest return. Has a lot of content, but no easy way to distribute it. Can't break its audience into demographics that need to be targeted differently. Wants better integration across marketing tools, or has a potential customer list that's growing so fast it can no longer quickly follow up with targets. That's quite a list of qualifiers. Meanwhile, we'll discuss getting started. As we've pointed out, marketing automation is about the delivery of marketing material to people based on where they are in the sales funnel, most of which can be broken into three stages. Number one, seed nurturing or lead generation. Number two, lead nurturing and buyer engagement. And number three, customer acquisition and expansion or qualification to close. Let's briefly address each area. In the seed nurturing stage, a company needs to focus on making its site easy to find, be regularly engaging with its audience through social media, and be asking people to provide email details to access content. Content at this stage is typically light, educational, and product neutral, and can include infographics or blog posts. As people start to move through the funnel into the lead nurturing stage, content can begin to become more specific with product overviews, webinars, and case studies, for example. The focus moves into the advantages of the company's products. Qualification to close and beyond. And in this final stage, qualification to close and beyond, a company is ready to present buyer's guides and competitive comparison charts, as well as special offers, pricing, and sales proposals. However, even after a company closes the deal, it's not over. Content that supports product engagement, such as training guides, onboarding, product updates, and renewal notices, come into play here, which provides the chances of developing loyal customers and gaining referrals. Can you imagine the time it would take to deliver all this content manually to the right audiences at the right time through these four phases? It would be a massive undertaking. That is why companies are turning to marketing automation. Activa, for example, which provides software for online registration for events and classes, says it brought in an additional $2 million in gross revenue using marketing automation software. It used the software to quickly create personalized marketing messages, and in one campaign, it developed landing pages, emails, and lead nurturing campaigns for 65 different audiences, resulting in a 350% marketing return on investment, or ROI, and a 100% annual growth in areas where marketing automation was implemented. At the core of all this activity, no matter where prospects are within the sales funnel, is content. It is content that will engage prospects, answer their questions, and help move them through the funnel until they become a solid lead ready to be handed over to the sales team. But how do we know what content to provide and what content we may need to commission? There are four steps to help get your content where you need it to be. Step one, segment your leads. Segmentation is really where companies should start. One of the most difficult tasks marketers face today is getting a clear picture of who exists in their marketing and sales databases, how they differ, and how they can be best marketed to. An obvious place to start is to group contacts by similar characteristics, including job title, industry, company size, geography, and so on. Then develop a strategy for each group. Many companies create personas to represent their typical customers. A persona is simply a semi-fictional representation of the ideal customer founded on market research and real data about existing customers. Personas are typically built using customer demographics, behavior patterns, motivations, and goals. A free persona building tool is available at upcloseandpersona.com, and you can also read more about it in our Personas Blue Paper. Segmenting can also help to define the tone and subjects covered by its email and content, ensure it is targeting the right audiences with its content, and improve its website messaging. Let's move on to step two, understanding the audience's pain points. After defining your segments or personas, you can start to dig a little deeper into your audiences to discover the problems they face when making decisions about your company's products and services, the typical steps prospects take when buying from your company, and what questions they ask at each stage of the buying cycle. Customer service and sales teams are a great source of customer intelligence and can provide a lot of details about the questions customers have when asking about products. One of the most talked about content marketing stories, almost legend at this point, is Marcus Sheridan's turnaround of River Pools, an installer of in-ground fiberglass pools. With his company heading for bankruptcy, Sheridan sat down one night and listed off every question he had ever been asked about fiberglass pools and started writing blog posts to answer those questions. He not only turned around his company, but also became an inspirational speaker known as the Sales Lion. Anyway, the lesson here is that you should never underestimate the level of in-house knowledge about the problems facing customers. Talking to customers themselves about the issues they are having will also provide great information. And using sites such as Quora.com and Yahoo Answers, as well as monitoring social media, can provide great insight into what questions audiences are asking about products. In step three, you'll want to conduct a content inventory. Once the kinds of questions that customers are asking has been ascertained, it is always a good idea to see how many of those questions are already answered by existing marketing materials. In other words, don't recreate the wheel if you don't have to. It also aims to organize existing content and to help determine what gaps will need to be filled by new content. Look to company archives for educational articles, blog posts, ebooks, instructional videos, and non-promotional webinars for content that answers the questions of target audiences and helps nurture prospects. And finally, in step four, you're ready to start delivering the content. Okay, by now, marketers should have defined their audiences, determined the questions and issues those audiences deal with as they consider purchases, and produced the content they feel addresses those concerns. Now, marketers are ready to map out how that content is delivered so potential customers receive the right content at the right time at each stage in the sales funnel. Think about who should receive each piece of content. How will you identify where people are in the buying cycle? Then, what channel will you use to deliver the content? Search, email promotion, newsletter, display advertising, or social media? Now that your content is where it should be, you're ready to build out your marketing automation workflow. Think of this as a guide you follow once your customer takes an action. For example, a marketer decides to set a workflow to keep the conversation going after a free ebook is downloaded and a series of emails with links to more content about the subject are scheduled to nurture the client. Other possible workflows include an engaged contacts workflow, where people are added to a list of prospects engaged with a brand based on such things as the number of website visits, clicks on emails or social media posts, or form submissions. These actions then trigger an email workflow that encourages prospects to share top content in social media. There's also an upgrade prospects workflow where people are added to an email workflow designed to move prospects that have downloaded top-of-the-funnel offers, including ebooks and webinars, further down the sales funnel. In an abandoned shopping cart workflows, likely familiar to anyone who has added something to an online shopping cart only to leave the website without completing the purchase, workflows are set up to remind shoppers of their forgotten purchases or offer discount vouchers as an enticement. With re-engagement workflows, people can be added to a workflow that triggers after a certain length of time has passed since they last engaged with you. Exclusive offers can be included here. Lastly, upsell workflows add people to a list of those who have purchased something specific and may be interested in recommended products or services. It all sounds great, doesn't it? But as we know, what matters gets measured. And all marketing automation packages come with some form of analytics to help companies measure their marketing efforts. Here are some metrics that should be closely tracked to help determine whether your campaigns are working or not. New names that convert into qualified leads. Number of qualified leads. Win rate on qualified leads. Percentage of pipeline sourced by marketing. And acquisition costs of marketing-sourced customers. Now that you know what to do with marketing automation, it may be time to begin looking at software vendors to suit your needs. Marketing Rockstar Guides provides a useful starting point by offering a comparison of some of the largest marketing automation vendors. Some common features to consider include: Number 1, lead management. Generate revenue by collecting, qualifying, and interacting with prospects throughout the sales cycle. Number 2, lead nurturing. Build relationships and trust with prospects. Number 3, lead scoring. Determine the sales readiness of leads using a scoring methodology. Number 4, social marketing. Manage listening, engagement, content creation, and community management across social media. Number 5, integration with customer relationship management systems. Create seamless connections to ensure prospect data is always up to date. Number 6, campaign management. Create, execute, and measure marketing programs aimed at audience segments. Number 7, landing pages. Customized calls to action and testing page variations. Number 8, messaging. Coordinate email, short message service, social, and so on. Number 9, multi-channel marketing. Seamlessly market across email, websites, social media, and other channels. Number 10, resource management. Schedule the delivery of marketing campaigns. And finally, Number 11, marketing analytics. Measure the success of your marketing efforts. What about when marketing automation fails? Marketing automation is not a one-and-done venture. Razor Social's Ian Cleary says, "Picking the wrong tool, not assigning the right resources, and not managing the initial and ongoing implementation can lead to reduced or even non-existent ROI." And Forbes recently wrote that companies' unrealistic expectations of what marketing automation can accomplish may be one of the biggest hurdles. Forbes also notes marketing automation needs constant care and awareness for it to work effectively. Too many companies skimp on these details and think that they can let their automation do all the work. Not exactly the best way of accomplishing your goals. Marketing automation works as a supplement to your sales strategy, allowing you to strategize the path ahead. It's not meant as something you can set and forget. Here are some common reasons companies' marketing automation efforts fail. Number 1, not investing enough in training. There is a lot of functionality in marketing automation, and you will need to invest in training. Number 2, using too much functionality. This may seem counterintuitive given that a company pays for the functionality. It may, however, be that specialized vendors can provide better solutions in some areas than a marketing automation package can. Number 3, not making ongoing improvements. Marketing automation is not a set-it-and-forget-it program. The chances that a company will set up all its marketing automation workflows perfectly the first time around are pretty slim. An investment in continuous improvement is a must. Set up your processes, optimize your workflows, measure results, tweak, then do it all over again. The process is never complete. And number 4, not integrating well with existing systems. Marketing automation is about having a single view of a potential customer. Without it, it is hard to know what to deliver and when. Poor integration with CRM tools, for example, can be problematic. When looking at systems, marketers might want to consider some trends in order to build a little future-proofing as well. First, marketing automation will expand into other marketing areas such as organic inbound marketing, search engine optimization or SEO, display advertising, list rentals, and retargeting. Second, social, local, and mobile will become increasingly dominant. Third, functionality of marketing automation platforms will expand to include more capabilities around big data and analytics, dynamic personalization of website content, and marketing resource management, which typically refers to technology for the areas of planning, design, and production within marketing. Fourth, vendors will work to make their systems more usable through the introduction of easier interfaces, wizards, and expanded libraries of pre-built best practices that can be imported into systems. Fifth, the number of customer touchpoints will continue to explode through wearable hardware and software. And sixth, there will be a shift from present to future, with marketers using predictive analytics. With great marketing comes great responsibility. And marketing today involves a lot more responsibility when it comes to revenue and strategic support for sales teams. Marketing automation can help by identifying and targeting potential customers with the right content at the right time to move them down the sales funnel. Many companies that have successfully implemented marketing automation have enjoyed revenue growth, with a quarter reporting 25% boost. However, projects can go wrong if there are unrealistic expectations or the initiative is inadequately resourced. To work, marketing automation needs ongoing care and transparency, and it should be viewed as a supplement to the company's sales strategy, not as something that can be simply set and forgotten. Marketing automation can be profitable, but marketers will need to invest the time and resources to identify, implement, and improve whatever system they decide to go with.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on marketing automation. As always, keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Voice of the Customer, Marketing Mind Reading at its Best. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at forinprint.com/bluepapers.